Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to a new week here at the Superhuman Studio. We've got a great show planned today. We've got great shows all this week. You're not going to want to miss any of them. Just wanted to mention that those of you who attended the first Superhuman University seminar, How to Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout, the CD will be available tomorrow at superhumanradio.com in the store. And to those of you who actually attended, you can get the CD for just the price of shipping. The rest of you who did not attend, you will have to pay to get that CD plus shipping. So keep an eye out for that. Okay, this is a really important show. My guest today is none other than the genius behind Driven Sports, Matt Cahill. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. Also, at one time, he was the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. We've done a lot of good shows with Matt. Many of those shows remain in the top 10 listened to shows on the website.
I looked last night just to see, and they are.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, so, but more importantly, we're here for a different reason. And this is something that's going around. I get emails from people asking me, you know, do you still use Craze? Do you still promote Craze? I will tell you that I had to use Craze today because I didn't sleep well last night. I made this silly mistake of having a high sugar dessert last night before bed, which totally screws up my sleep. And if it wasn't for Craze, I probably wouldn't be coherent right now. Yes, I still use Craze. I love this stuff. I think it's fantastic. It's a great nootropic. I use it to work out with as well. And people are saying, hey, you know, I've heard that there's some sort of amphetamine, there's some sort of stimulant, there's something in Craze that is not on the label. Now, I will say this. I am going to ask Matt questions. He may choose to answer them or choose not to answer them. In fact, let's see if this works.
I want your assurance that you're staying there.
No comment until the time limit is up.
For those of you who know Superman, no comment till the time limit is up. Matt cannot answer all the questions that I ask him today because there may be some potential for litigation, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but what you can answer, you will. Okay?
Absolutely.
And the most important thing that we need to answer, first of all, right up front, okay, for those people who love Craze, for those people who are taking Craze, who now are like a little anxiety-ridden, like, oh, my God, am I taking something that I'm going to become addicted to that's dangerous for me? Is there any concern, any reason to worry about what's in Craze?
Absolutely not. We've had all lots of Craze tested in an FDA, DEA-approved laboratories, and it does not contain amphetamine in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, now, you said all lots, so I have to ask you this question, too. Obviously, people could say, yeah, Matt, you selected the jars that went out to people. Did you just pull these out of inventory? These were in a warehouse someplace randomly?
No, we had we store 2 to 3 bottles off of every finished product run in a special area where it's basically it duplicates the conditions we would tell everyone to hold the product in. So in a cool, dry, dark place, and we save those for, you know, any GMP inspections, any future testing in exactly scenarios just like this.
And also, obviously, if you get a report from the field like, hey, this batch is clumping, you can go to one of those jars, open it up, and go, no, it's not. What's going on out there? Or yeah, it is. What do we do different?
Exactly. And we're also able to use it in, you know, stability testing is something that's part of GMP that we're supposed to be doing for the products. And in this way, you know, you can do testing so that it's they'll accelerate stability testing so they can duplicate what would happen to a tub over the life of the 3 years that it's, you know, that the expiration date covers. But at the same time, we, you know, not only would we do that, we also have it that, you know, we've got tubs that we can have stored. Now, obviously, Craze hasn't been out 2 to 3 years, but in 2 to 3 years, we'll have tubs that we will have had that long that we, you know, so we'll be able to compare testing between the two. We'll have accelerated testing that we compare to actual time testing in the same environment and kind of see, you know, was there any differences between them? Should we be doing anything different in the formula? You know, that kind of a thing.
Okay. Were you even aware of that? Do you remember Superman? You're not old enough to watch Superman, right?
Not the TV show. No.
Okay, because that little clip meant nothing to you. No, that was a classic episode of Superman, where in order to save somebody, he had to act like he was in a room, and they tape recorded his voice, and all he kept saying was "No comment till the time limit is up," and playing that over and over again from the tape recorded voice. So for those of us who are old enough to remember that episode, I'm sure you got a chuckle out of it. All right. So with that being said, what we can talk about, how did this come into question? What happened that made this questionability about what's on the label and what's in this powder come about?
A baseless class action lawsuit was filed out of California. California has some crazy rules where they're basically allowing people to file suit against various companies, but, you know, the recent hit parade seems to be against supplement companies, where, you know, they can make all of these claims in a lawsuit saying that companies are doing or are not doing these things and then sue for it in what seems like without any actual evidence for what they're claiming in a lawsuit. And, I mean, you can see it now with all these companies that have to deal with these same, you know, these same people that are, it's like a legal shakedown, that are suing over geranium or suing over MHA. And so there was a lawsuit filed that claimed that amphetamine was found in Craze, that the person who filed the suit believed amphetamine was found in Craze.
So just by putting that word believe gives them a back door to go, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Right, even though it's gonna, you know, you're all of a sudden making all of our customers believe that it's in there, even though you're offering no proof as to why it's in there. But what was interesting was that in the first part, it's you believe that amphetamine is in Craze, but the whole reason for the suit is because he's claiming he got no actual results whatsoever.
Oh, so that's contradictory. If there's amphetamine in Craze, then you probably would have gotten some results.
I mean, I would think you would have. But
unless this person has done amphetamine for so long that his tolerance
right.
has built up, which
right.
is, you know, okay. So with that being said, what made Craze a target for this type of frivolous litigation, you think?
I honestly don't know. I mean, it's gotten a pretty good following relatively quickly. So, you know, it could have been that. It could have been that, you know, there's people out there that, you know, are trying to decide on or figure out what's going to be the next big craze.
Could it also be the fact that for those of us who know who you are from back in the day, that you have always worked tirelessly to find novel compounds to introduce, and so somebody is just kind of either jealous or, you know, wants to take a peek behind the curtain type of a thing?
That was my theory with it, was that there's, you know, besides the other things, that there's a possibility that this is just a plan in order to be able to find out who do we purchase raw material from, who do we get our products tested with, who tests the raw material, what are the the specifications for the raw material that we purchase from. And so, you know, during discovery, they're allowed to ask some of these questions. That's what I think there was a possibility that it could be that.
So was this person who filed this, are they involved with an owner or involved in any way, shape, or form with a competitive supplement company?
Not that I know, but I haven't really looked into it.
I mean, I would think that would be the first. I mean, we're just talking here, obviously. This is all speculative.
Right.
But I would hire a private investigator to find out who this guy's friends are, because if you can find out that, oh, well, this guy is friends with so-and-so who owns a competitive supplement company, so then it's conspiracy, and they're using the judicial system to conspire. I think that would be punishable by probably jail time, actually.
I mean, as it is, I think it's ridiculous to begin with, because, as I said, we test all of the raw material prior to going into production to begin with.
Right.
So that gets all tested at the same FDA, DEA approved labs. All of that gets cleared before production starts. Production starts, they use the material. When it's finished, you know, we pull randomly bottles from those lots as they're produced. As soon as this thing came out, we had sent in extra sets of sealed to multiple laboratories. Not one, multiple laboratories to have it tested.
Right.
And it's not in anything. So clearly, this is just some, you know, a legal shakedown in a way of either trying to get some kind of a quick settlement and they're going to get out of it, or there's more to it and it is some type of a a conspiracy. But either way, we're defending ourselves vigorously, and I mean, there's no way we're going to stand for it.
Well, because and let's face it. Look, I went without craze for a while, and if this had some sort of addictive amphetamine drug inside of it, I wouldn't have been able to just stop using it because I ran out. You know what I mean?
Of course not. It's the most ludicrous thing that there is. I've been using it since we've been developing it. My wife's been using it. My sisters have been using it. My mother-in-law. I mean, everyone's using it.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't give it to your mom if it had speed in it. You know what I mean?
I mean,
nobody's that much of a douche. You know what I mean?
My wife and I were trying to get pregnant, and she had been using it for a little while we were trying to get pregnant, and then she stopped using it, and, you know, a couple months later, we found out that she did get pregnant, and, she had our first baby, a baby boy, 7 weeks ago, and through the whole time, with an endless supply of craze sitting around her, at any point could have decided that she wanted some and never wanted it one time.
Yes, yes, I can also admit that I am also not a craze whore.
Yeah,
you know. Let's be honest here. This stuff is not addictive. This is nonsense. But anyway, and I got to say this too. Before we go into the break, as a product of the 60s and 70s, when drug use was not just condoned, but it was expected, it was part of the social fabric, and I did my share of speed related and stimulant related pharmaceutical drugs, and I think I would know the difference between, you know, a real amphetamine-based drug and this stuff here. Absolutely. And I think I've done enough of it. You know what I mean?
I think so, too. And a lot of people send us emails saying the same thing, that it's absolutely ridiculous that people would claim this. And, I mean, you would never have heard of amphetamine being described as a great nootropic.
I mean, you know,
and most people that we get responses from on craze that like it and like it for the energy, none of them say that it's, like, it's overwhelmingly stimulating.
No.
It's more of a focus. So, I mean...
I am so sensitive about my heart rate. You know, I mean, like, and one of the things that I said to you when I first used it, I said, this doesn't have much caffeine in it, does it? And you said, no, that's funny. You should pick up on that. Because it doesn't make my heart race. It doesn't even increase my pulse rate. And I know what amphetamines do. They make your heart pound faster and faster. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got more questions, and then we'll change the subject a little bit as well about one of your other products that I'm playing with. We're talking today with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. We're talking about their product, Craze, and feel free to use it during the break. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're talking today with Matt Cahill. Just want to remind everybody that Nathan Rawlins of Wheelersburg, Ohio, was the winner of the Muscle Gauge Nutrition giveaway, $600 in free product from the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store. So congratulations to Nathan. And we are getting ready to put up a new drawing. We're working on it right now. So stay tuned for that one. Okay. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. This is really not a pimp job interview. This is an important interview because I have been called on the carpet for promoting Craze. People asked me if I was sure that the stuff was safe. And I absolutely am sure it's safe. I've been using it on and off since it was made available. And believe me, if it had amphetamines in it, I would know because I did enough of them in college and in high school to know what an amphetamine feels like. But anyway, okay, so where could this potentially go, Matt? Obviously, like you said a moment ago, this could be some corporate espionage. This could be a way for you to divulge your sources and so on, so somebody can just go, oh, we're sorry, no harm, no foul. But meanwhile, now they have your complete formula. How do you protect yourself from something like that?
Well, I mean, the formulas are trade secrets, and so obviously, unless there was an actual reason in order to give it up, we're going to protect it and not give it up. It's something that we've discussed that, you know, since we're not allowed we don't really have the ability in the supplement industry to patent plants. The FDA allows us to have the proprietary ingredient blends and formula blends, right, in order to get some kind of a protection against people just blatantly ripping things off. So, you know, we're gonna use it to our advantage and make sure that we can protect the trade secrets in the same way that, you know, Coca-Cola would protect their formula in any lawsuits.
Now, will you, once you are victorious in this approach, which obviously you have mounds and mounds of, and by the way, folks, I've seen the lab work, so that's all I'm going to say, okay?
Right.
I wouldn't have Matt on to say what he said unless I knew Matt. Part of the deal with doing this interview was I had to see it first because I'm not going to put my reputation, the show's reputation, on the line and have somebody, you know, lie. And Matt sent me everything, and none of the things that are being said are in there. But with that being said, what recourse do you have? What can you do to this person who levied this frivolous lawsuit against you? Obviously, this had to have cost you some amount of money. There could have been a potential drop in sales and so on.
Of course. I mean, we've had distributors and customers, contact us about having sold it, and should they be worried, and should this happen? And it's obviously when you use some kind of a crazy claim that that it's got a controlled substance in it, of course you're going to start worrying people. So I don't know how it can't, you know. So it's something that we're taking seriously. We're looking into it to see what action will we have after we've gone through enough of this, and we've We've seen where we can, you know, we can sue back for not having, under the California laws, they're supposed to have been required to do a certain amount of due diligence to begin with, and
right.
they're, you know, and have actual evidence before making these kind of frivolous claims. And considering that we've had it tested in multiple laboratories and the results are always the same, it's hard to imagine where this idea came up that, you know, he just believes that it's there.
And this person did not have any lab work done, right?
I haven't seen any.
Right.
We've requested it. We haven't gotten any. You know, so I don't know.
Interesting. So now usually what happens in these types of things, and I hope that this isn't the case, but you'll win, right? But your winnings will be lackluster because this person probably has no money. So if you go after them individually, you know, in some sort of a recourse suit, they have nothing that you can get out of it, and so you end up losing money, time, and money invested into defending yourself. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think having seen it and having talked to the lawyers about how California laws it allows it, I think it's just an incredibly insane law to me that this would just be allowed to continue to happen. I don't know that it's something that's evolved because California is short on money every year, and so
yep.
hey, you know, anyway, they can file more things, and
yes.
the better off it is.
San Diego, they hand out jaywalking tickets in San Diego like they're going out of style. And one day I was there, and this guy was saying to me, "I can't believe I just watched this cop hand out 6 jaywalking tickets in under an hour." And he's just sitting there in his car. And nobody pays attention to jaywalking anymore, right?
No.
And so we talked about it. I said, well, you know, California is financially in the crapper. And they're looking for ways to generate money. You've got homeless people in California that developers purposely shift. Did you hear about this? So, I mean, California is a terrible place right now because they are financially taking advantage of every citizen there to milk as many dollars out of them. And the judicial system is just one of the ways that they do it. So
it's
allowing people
them.
To file these frivolous lawsuits just means more court time, more attorney's fees, more judges, and so on and so forth.
It's even more hysterical from my point of view because it's happening in a state where they're allowing a plant to be sold and advertised as medicinal cures for multiple diseases in marijuana, and that's completely okay. And I'm okay with having marijuana being legal, but really, if you look at like the definitions of Deshae, technically it should be a supplement. It's a plant. It's a plant that's being used to help benefit the, you know, and make people healthier or their life, but really no one's got double-blind placebo-controlled studies on people smoking marijuana for the cures of cancer and HIV and all these other things. And
well,
so you're gonna
let's take it a step further. The laughability of California. For those of you who are not aware, haven't been to California lately, but have heard that there are medicinal marijuana use laws in place there. There are places like on Venice Beach where you just walk in and you say, "I want a medical marijuana card." And they charge you $125. They sit you down and they ask you stupid questions like, "Do you have trouble sleeping?" "Yes." "Do you this?" And you say yes to a couple and they go, "Okay, here." So you literally buy that you pay the government for the privilege of using a controlled substance. Which is a plant outside of its specified use. In other words, there's no litmus test that you test somebody and go, "Oh, you need marijuana." You just go in and say, I don't sleep well. Okay, well, here's a medical." So really, it's legal use. It's just widespread use of marijuana is the point I'm trying to make. And
sure,
California, it's a joke.
And it's just so they can charge for the cards and charge for the doctor visits.
And the taxes on the marijuana sale at the emporiums
income,
and stuff. Right.
Which again, hey, I'm okay with it. You want to make it legal because you want the taxes. We don't have a problem with people smoking tobacco. So why would we have a problem with people smoking this? So
I agree.
I'm okay with it. Go ahead, let it go. But it's like you're allowing that to happen in the state, but at the same time, you're allowing someone to sue me with no evidence claiming there's a controlled substance in my product, which there isn't, just because he believes it to be so.
Right. And you would think the court would say, "Well, do you have any evidence? Do you have any
evidence?"
You would
think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a court, so you would think that you would have to have some type of evidence in order to be able to do these kind of things.
So what?
Really,
in
the end, I mean, the end outcome for us is, even if we can't get any money out of it, it isn't so much about getting the money out of it or getting the money back. It's to make sure that anyone in the future knows that we aren't standing for it. That we're not going to deal with these with the frivolous attacks over and over, and the industry as a whole shouldn't stand for it. I mean, the industry should be together in alignment and not wanting these cases to go on. And instead, one of these cases come out, and then instantly you get 10 other competitors that are willing to give comments to, you know, online newspaper journals about, you know, oh, well, they think this is bad, and they think this is bad. And they
have
think
they have bad. They done that in your case? Have you had people come out and make comments about this case, this lawsuit?
We've had some make comments. We've had some make comments without trying to, you know, trying to name names or specifics. But it's so clear that they're, I mean, it's clear enough that they're talking about it that I get, you know, 30 or 40 emails from someone going, oh, did you see this comment? You know, so.
Are you seeing the opportunistic pileup happening out there on the forums and stuff where people are like jumping on board even, and obviously getting behind this frivolous lawsuit, which has no real gravity to it whatsoever? That people are just coming out and taking advantage of that and jumping on board?
They are, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to be able to come on the show and finally end it for our customers that have stood by us and send us messages on Facebook and on Twitter and email and private message and over and, you know, in the support was to, you know, basically help let them know that they're not backing the wrong company here. But basically it was, you know, we can't make any comments about any ongoing legal action. And it was like, as soon as I said that, all the other competitors that decided they were going to take shots were like, oh, well, he can't comment. We say whatever we want.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's gone on long enough.
Now, once you are vindicated, will you then come out against those who piled up after the fact?
Absolutely.
And will you come out strong? Will you come out with lawsuits against them? What could you use? Slander? Or try to think what lawsuits you could come out with.
Well, I mean, depending on what was said, it could be libel.
Libel, that's it. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could be unfair business practices. We're not closing off any options. I'll just say that. I don't want to go into it too heavily.
No, I understand.
You know, we're not closing off any options, and it's something that we don't think should happen. So, you know.
Yeah. All right. Look, we have to take a commercial break. We're done with discussing Craze. For those of you out there who have never used Craze, you should try it because the stuff is amazing. Everybody who uses it gets a better workout from it, but more importantly, it's a fantastic nootropic that allows you to think clearer and sharper and faster. And, you know, on days like today where I would really be foggy, it allows me to do my job a lot better because it increases my focus and clarity. But when we come back, we're going to talk about another supplement that DS has called Activate Extreme, which I have new interest in. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. gain, go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4MAX. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4MAX changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MAX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MAX banner ad today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. So, Matt, how long has Activate been around, first of all?
It's been around in one form or another since, I think it was late 2004.
And once again, you have a plant source here. That is not only has aromatase inhibition properties, but something more important that I think is very, very overlooked in general. I remember back in the day when stinging nettle root was the only thing that you could use that had some sex hormone binding globulin agonist activity. But you've got something here that's really powerful in the SHBG area, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, stinging nettle is a, I mean, it's a plant that's been around for thousands of years, used for all different types of medicinal uses. But for us, when we first developed it, developed Activate, the idea of, same thing that what you just said was, HSBG seems to be overlooked, you know, as a whole when it comes to testosterone and building muscle. You know, not everyone knows that testosterone, that there's an active testosterone in the body and an inactive, and for most people it's somewhere between 96 and 98% of testosterone is inactive,
right?
Because SHBG binds it up, and so it can't be used. And so our theory was, if we lower SHBG, then we can indirectly increase the amount of free testosterone that's available, and therefore in theory should build more muscle.
It played out that way, didn't it?
It did. And the research backed it up.
Now, let's also talk about something else. There's research out there that directly links high SHBG levels to prostate cancer. Interestingly enough, not androgens and not necessarily estrogens, but in fact SHBG. When I did the interview with Dr. Paul Godley, who wrote the position paper for the American Cancer Society, their journal, 3 years ago, and the American Cancer Society came out, contrary to what doctors continue to do, by the way, with androgen deprivation therapy, which destroys a man's life and body.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's chemical castration. But anyway, ACS came out in their journal and said, there is no direct link between BPH, prostate cancer, and androgen levels. And they put that out there. No one paid attention. We did a show almost 3 years ago about it. At the end of the interview, I said to Dr. Godley, I said, did you find, because don't forget, this was a meta-analysis of everything out there that could potentially contribute to the discussion of androgen levels and prostate cancer. They looked at DHT, DHEA, testosterone, blah, 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 okay? And I said, did you find anything? Was there anything, anything at all that you could point to? He goes, well, he goes, while the research wasn't designed for that, he goes, there was a consistent linkage between high SHBG levels and prostate cancer and BPH. And that was it. That was at the end of the interview. I remember and just never thought about it again. But that seems to be something that has some correlation. So let's talk about SHBG just for a second, okay? SHBG's job is sort of like a governor, isn't it?
Really, it really is. It's just to prevent the body from having too much testosterone floating around to be able to be used, you know, in the muscle. SHB basically, you know, in layman's terms, clings to it so that it can't be used up.
Is it not an albumin, a serum albumin based component of blood?
Right. And it does it so well that it basically suppresses it almost completely. I mean, you know, 96% to 98% is, I mean, it's insane. There's very few other systems in the body where you've got something that almost completely inhibits some other chemical in the body.
Now, that is a suicide relationship. In other words, it doesn't freely let go of testosterone. Once it's bound, it's bound. And that's it. End of story.
It's continuous.
Okay. Now, the other thing to think about is this. For those out there who are using supplemental testosterone, quite often, after a man gets on HRT, about somewhere around the one-year point, certain changes start to occur. When a man gets on HRT, life becomes fantastic. But at about 1 year of being on HRT at a static dose, all of a sudden, there starts to become this washed out feeling. You don't feel as good as you did when you first started HRT. And also some symptoms start to occur, DHT related symptoms and so on. This is the body, responding to this new level by upregulating some of these controlling components. In fact, SHBG goes up in the face of continuously elevated testosterone levels as well, correct?
Right, in its continued effort to constantly keep it down. And if you remember, in the old school days, a lot of bodybuilders used to use Proveron with their testosterone, and that has a high affinity for SHBG and would lower it. Whereas, you know, a lot of guys were using it as a type of antiestrogen, and it probably had a greater effect when using it with testosterone for lowering SHBG and getting more out of the testosterone that they were using.
But now I remember that Proviron had some side effects, I want to say, and I don't remember exactly what they were, but somewhere in the back of my head, I remember talking to Dr. John Chrysler about Proviron, and there are some issues with using it.
If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've looked at it. It was a DHT based compound,
right?
So there were still androgenic side effects that if you're taking testosterone and you're adding another androgen, you know, like DHT based to it, then, you know, you're only going to exaggerate some of those androgenic side effects.
Especially the people who are susceptible to DHT type
related
side effects.
Sides.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, is there not a relationship between estrogen and sex hormone binding globulin?
There's a relationship with estrogen and SHBG. There's a relationship with SHBG and natural thyroid hormone output. It has a lot of interactions that, you know, most people wouldn't be aware of or probably necessarily over concerned with, because prostate cancer and testosterone and, you know, and anabolism are such hot topics for everyone.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about Activate. Has been marketed for people who want to increase both efficiency and testosterone levels, correct?
Right.
But I want to take it a different way just for a minute. Let's talk about Activate as an ancillary for people who are on HRT or even superphysiological levels of testosterone as a way of keeping SHBG lowered and having their testosterone, have their testosterone be more effective. Could you not do that?
In theory, it should. We haven't had blood work on it to see, you know, to be able to compare someone who who was on cycle or who was on HRT while using it to see what the differences between the two should be. But given the blood work that we've gotten from people that were that use Activate alone and their presets of blood work, you can see that there's a definite increase in free testosterone, which is going to be obviously, you know, beneficial to someone who's then taking even more testosterone. You know, the more free testosterone you can get, the more muscle you're going to gain, the more benefits you're going to gain and get out of testosterone.
Okay, so how long, and I've got more questions about this because this is really intriguing to me, because I have some theories on how Activate could be used outside of the normal way that it's promoted. But how long does it take for using Activate at the two caps 2 to 3 times a day, which is the recommended dose, right?
Right.
Okay, how long does it take before the suppression, or I'd like to say the preoccupation of this, basically Activate goes, come here, look at me, leave the testosterone alone, right? Because it binds to the SHBG.
Right, and to kind of like keep it busy to let the testosterone run free and let it do what it needs to do.
Right, so it's kind of like a decoy. It's like, no, here, look at me, don't worry about the testosterone. How long does it take for there to be an effective binding of the SHBG? Because SHBG has to be manufactured, biosynthesized constantly, right?
Right. What we've seen in the blood work is that you start to see a difference around day 7 to 10 where free test starts to increase. And we've done blood work up through 8 weeks, and it continues to stay elevated basically while you're on it. And then when you come off Activate, within the, you know, 3 weeks or so of coming off of it, it slowly returns back to either baseline or slightly above baseline. So it's not quite a, it seems like it's a system that takes a little longer to recognize what's going on and then, you know, return back.
Do you think that return to slightly above baseline is kind of the body's overreactive response, and then at some point in time it'll go back to baseline again?
Yes, I do. The body seems to return back to baseline, you know, consistently, just depending on how long it takes to get back there. But my guess is that, you know, within 2 months of being off, you're back to exactly where you were beforehand.
Okay, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, I think there's some other uses for Activate, especially for those of us out there who are older guys who are on HRT. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Driven Sports banner ad to learn more about Activate. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole cortisol testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Matt Cahill, a busy, busy guy who's taking time to allow me to scoop the story about Craze today. And hopefully we've answered all your questions about that. Right now we're talking about their product Activate Extreme, which is a new version of Activate that many of you may have been using before. It's new to me, and it's new to me because of my interest in sex hormone binding globulin, especially as an older guy who is on HRT. So here's my thoughts. First of all, we need to control SHBG when we're on HRT because the body wants to get old, and we're forcing the body to stay young by supplementing with testosterone. Well, as we know from downward selection pressure, and we see how Ready Roundup has caused superbugs and superweeds, we know that when you try to disrupt nature's process of killing us, basically, and getting us off the planet to make room for the newbies, we have to sometimes attack it on several different levels. You're supplementing with testosterone, so you're sending your body the signal that you're young, you're thriving, you have libido, you're strong. And the rest of the body's going, wait a minute, this doesn't jive. You know what we'll do? That's fine. We're just going to increase SHBG, and we'll give him the same net results as if he had the testosterone of a 50-year-old. And this is what happens after about a year of being on HRT. For those of you who have been on HRT for a year, you know what I'm talking about. It always was so great. All of a sudden, it doesn't work as well. And so you're going to the doctor, and he's doing this, and he's doing that, and tweaking that. No. Get your SHBG in line. Because once the SHBG becomes preoccupied with something like Activate, then it's just like back in the day when you first got on your HRT, the testosterone can do its job. So I really see Activate twofold. I see it as a supplement that anybody that's on HRT should be taking, number one, because of its powerful sex hormone binding globulin agonist value. But also, I see it as a coming off cycle type of a supplement too, and I'll tell you why. I know the go-to knowledge is aromatase inhibitors and SERMs, but guess what else is high? If you've been on cycle for 6, 10, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, some of you for years, SHBG has been elevated. Well, not just estrogen. So just suppressing aromatase inhibition is not enough for you to keep your gains. You also have to suppress SHBG as you come off. As Matt just pointed out, SHBG moves slower than aromatase inhibitor. It could take a couple months for its high levels to come down to baseline. So you need to be taking something like Activate, in my humble opinion, and I'm not a genius, but in my humble opinion, probably about a month to a month and a half before you decide to come off cycle or to reduce your dose. You have any comments about any of the things I just said, Matt?
I agree with most of it. I mean, when we originally were looking at it, most of the research that you see for stinging nettle would be through the anti-aging community because of its benefits for the prostate. And so knowing what we know now, looking back to 2004 and then in the previous research, it's like they were close on the idea of why it's helping, even though they didn't really know probably what was going on. Because back then, just like now, testosterone and DHT are the believed evils for what is prostate problems. even though as we get older, we make less and less testosterone and DHT. So that would never make any sense, you know, to begin with.
Right.
So we always thought that Activate would have a huge potential in the anti-aging group, not only because they're the ones that are having a bigger issue with a decline in testosterone and free testosterone and muscle mass, but they're also the ones that have to be more concerned with prostate cancer and prostate issues and, you know, and SHBG and lowering of thyroid output, because even though most people associate thyroid with burning fat, it's also a regulator for skeletal muscle. You know,
right.
Small amounts of thyroid help boost skeletal muscle.
That's
large
right.
amounts help burn it. So, you know, these systems are all so intertwined and interacted with each other. It's not like like you were saying, you know, you're taking your testosterone because you're on HRT, and, you know, life is great, and then you get to the year point, and all of a sudden you're slowly going back. And so then the doctor's left with the idea of, well, there's no reason to keep doing it, or tweak this, tweak that, or escalate the dose. And as we all know, eventually, as dose escalates, there becomes the point where side effects are going to overwhelm any benefits that you're getting from it.
Right.
So really the key is to try to make what you're taking work its best for its longest, because the body and Mother Nature is only going to let it continue for so long, just like the super bugs and the super weeds and everything else. It's going to adapt.
Right. I'm going to go on the limb here and say something. I really believe SHBG is a bigger issue than aromatase. The only difference is that elevated aromatase enzyme and aromatization of androgens presents some confounding symptoms like chesticles and moodiness.
Things you can see.
SHBG is working silently to suppress the effectiveness of testosterone without converting it to anything. So it's not like everybody's, oh, well, aromatase siphons off your testosterone. Well, guess what? SHBG ties it up and kills it. It's
right.
not siphoning it off. It's not converting it. It's just killing it.
Right. What would be the difference? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know, yeah, I mean, obviously nobody wants gyno and man boobs, you know, but at the same time, if you had more testosterone, then you have more testosterone that can naturally be converted to DHT, and DHT is naturally going to help keep estrogen in check.
Interesting, isn't that? I mean, I'm not divulging anything that I haven't said before, but I remember using Mastron with testosterone and dropping a ton of water, and I couldn't figure out why. And then someone said, well, DHT reduces aromatase enzyme. I was like, really?
Right.
So you don't have to take an aromatase inhibitor if you have slightly elevated DHT levels. But then you got to be careful that you're not one of those people who ends up with back knee and balding, you know?
Exactly. So it's this constant, you know, going forward with this one direction of it, and then the body's got three others that it can try to lower that one output from. Then it's, you know, going through this way, then it'll, you know, try to lower it through this way. So the constant, you know, it's why we recommend the, you know, using for, you know, most things for 8 weeks and then taking a 4 week break and then using for 8 weeks and a 4 week break. And even though most people, when they're feeling that good, don't want to stop using
right.
whatever it may be. If you're looking towards the long run of it, you know, you'd like to be on. Most people that go on HRT aren't going on for 2 months with plans of coming off, and, you know, they're hoping to gain 30 pounds over the 2 months. They're going on because they're sick of feeling like crap, and so this is what they plan to be on forever,
right?
Because they want to feel good. So longer term, maybe it's better to look at the testosterone doses that you take on HRT as more of like a wave pattern. And then in those lower patterns, you use other things like Activate to help re-trick the body or re-prime the body for the next wave.
Okay, so look at me. My prescribed dose is 250 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week across two doses, okay, two injections, Tuesdays and Fridays, okay? So are you saying that I should not use Activate continuously? Wouldn't that benefit me if I just used it continuously? Or would the body then respond by doing something else from this continuous suppression of SHBG's effectiveness?
Eventually, I believe the body will respond. Eventually, I think you'll get to the point where the 2 to 3 caps of Activate 2 times a day won't be as effective as it was in the beginning, and so you'll then either have to, again, increase the dose or stop completely. My thought with it is where I've used it, I was on HRT for a while until we were having problems trying to get pregnant, and
right.
I figured, well, I got to come off and, you know, start over fresh and try and do whatever I can. And but when I was using it, I was on it for like probably, you know, a year and a half. And just like you said, you know, around the year mark, it starts losing the effectiveness of it that you got. And so for me, I basically also just cycled the dosing of Activate. I wouldn't come off it completely, but I would come down to where I would only use 2 caps a day. And then I'd do that for a few weeks, and then I'd go back to the 6 caps a day. And then I'd, you know, use that for 8 weeks, and I'd come back down to 2 caps a day. So this way I'm always kind of keeping it in check, but it's not at this sustained level
recognize continuously. And remember Bill Roberts? Remember Bill Roberts? He did some anabolic steroid cycle protocols, and he was the guy who first started talking about if you do your androgens in 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, you don't need any ancillaries, and you never experience any HPTA shutdown. And his logic was, look, if you do a 16-week cycle and you end up with X amount of muscle, but then you lose some of it, so you end up with a net when you come off, and then you do 3 or 4 of those cycles a year, and you end up at the end of the year with, let's say, 15 pounds of muscle, you can get that same 15 pounds with any interruption of anything by just going 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Right.
And so it's more of a rhythm, a body rhythm you have to follow.
Right, the 2 steps forward, 1 step back of the 16-week long cycles. You know, and I mean, this would be for just general people. Obviously, professional bodybuilders who make their living with it, they can't really afford. I mean,
they never come off.
They can't really ever come off because of how they make their living. But you know, clearly in the off season they switch and they probably take breaks here or there. You know, slightly, but. To me, yeah, he was pretty close. You know, I mean, it's a pretty good idea. Knowing that the body has a natural rhythm to begin with, it would make more sense that you'd want to try to kind of, you know, manipulate that rhythm as it goes along. And we know over and over and over again, if we keep giving it the same thing for the same dose for the same amount of time, eventually the body adapts to it. And then either the dose has to escalate or you have to change to a different drug.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is really good logic here. Very, very good. I like Activate, and I would like to see for those of you out there on HRT that listen to the show, I would love to see you try Activate and email me or message me on Facebook after being on it for about 10 to 15 days and tell me if you don't see a difference, feel a difference from using it, because I suspect that we will. Then the next step is to try to unlock your own biological rhythm, which I have some thoughts on as well. So if you share your information with me, I'll share mine with you. Matt, I want to thank you for coming on the show. First of all, Driven Sports has been a sponsor of Supreme Radio for a very, very long time. I have a great appreciation for Matt. Matt and I met back in the day of Mind and Muscle and,
yeah,
and Avent Labs. And Matt was always a forerunner. Always a forerunner. Anything he did, he never reproduced other people's products or success. He always came forth with his own unique things, and he's still doing that today. Driven Sports deserves your attention as a supplement company. And as you know, as a sponsor of the show, he makes the show possible. So always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I know you're a busy guy.
Thanks for having us.
And hopefully we answered some questions for people out there, okay?
I hope so.
All right, take care, Matt.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to get a little philosophical. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot. At the starting of the
week, at some talks, you'll hear them speak. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. While this may sound like it's a little off base, it's really not. I had some thoughts this morning. I was driving into the studio, and I was listening to the news, and I was looking around, and I was watching. Actually, there was a woman that started this thought process going. She was clearly overweight. She was sitting in her SUV, and she was eating something that looked like a big pastry. And I was looking at her SUV. I was looking at her. I was looking around, and I was realizing that we have been reduced in this country and probably abroad as well. In the UK, I have to believe it's the same. In many of the European countries, it's the same. People have become, I know the term consumer is used all the time to represent the masses nowadays. But the word consumer is really a bad word. And I want you to start thinking about it as a bad word. I want you to stop thinking of yourself as a consumer, because this notion that our whole job in life is to consume. Consume electronics products, consume new cars, consume foods, consume everything, consume news, consume every. All we are now is like these vessels, and we just take things on. If you look at generations past, my parents, for instance, children of the Depression, they were savers. They were not consumers. It wasn't until probably the late 60s, early 70s that the mantra for consumption started to be pushed to us through the media, through marketing agencies, and so on. The notion that we are supposed to be spending our money constantly on everything in the world. I'll tell you the thing that I think. Spend your money on things that make memories, okay? Not objects. Spend your money on things that make memories, okay? Because it's the memories that you have at the end of your life that make you feel like you had a good life. It's not the things that you own. Those things will not make you feel like you have a good life. And I really feel that this is part of all the frustration in the country and abroad as well, with people's lives. We keep consuming more and more, and it never satisfies us. It doesn't fill that hole inside of us. And look at the people who eat. They eat continuously. They get to a point where they're so fat they can't turn back. They don't want to be fat. Nobody wants. I can tell you, I was a fat person. I didn't want to be fat. But what happens is you get to a point of no return. You get to that point where it's harder to turn around and go back because you're so far down the road than just to keep on going down the road. This is the problem with consumption in general. We keep chasing it. Bigger homes, bigger cars, more toys, more expensive gifts, more expensive everything. And it's time for people to stop thinking of themselves as consumers and start thinking of yourself as a person again. Look at your buying habits. Look at your habits of consumption and ask yourself, do I really need this? Is this going to make me happier? Is it going to change my life? Because I really, really believe strongly that we have been programmed as consumers because it's beneficial for commerce and it's beneficial for governments for us to keep consuming because of the constant change of hands of money. I know this is a really esoteric concept, and you're probably thinking to yourself, Carl, what the hell are you talking about? In my mind, it makes a lot more sense maybe than what I'm saying, okay? But I do want you to stop thinking of yourself as a consumer. When they talk on the news and they say the word consumer, I want you to say in your head, they're not talking about me. I am not a consumer. I am not somebody whose whole objective on this planet is to consume something, regardless of what it is, services, products, food, blah, blah, blah. Okay? I just want to leave you with that thought. We've got a great show tomorrow planned with Rob Regish with the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.